Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in a time of worship and praise. We want this service to lift you up and encourage you. We want it to strengthen your faith. We want it to build up your joy. We want you to praise the Lord with us. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Hallelujah. And Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And Isaiah quoted it so well in 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Well, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We're here weekdays at this time. Thank you for worshiping with us each day, or at least as often as you can. Our precious promise to begin this service today, the Word of God for today's broadcast, is from Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 11. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. Praise God, wonderful words of life as we begin today's broadcast. If you will, be ready to take down some contact information in just a little while. We're looking forward to hearing from you. All right, from the Redback Church Hymnal, page 362, sing along with us on I Am Thine, O Lord. Many of you know this, join in.
I am Thine, O Lord, I have heard Thy voice, and it told Thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to Thee. Consecrate me now to Thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in Thine. Draw me blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to Thy precious bleeding side. Of a single hour that before Thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with Thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. source of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with Thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to Thy precious bleeding side.
Well, that song is a prayer in itself. Draw me nearer, 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 precious Lord, to Thy precious bleeding side. And that would be a great thing for you to pray today. And the Bible instructs us not only to pray that way, but the Bible instructs us to draw near to God, and God will draw near to us. So while you are praying, then you need to be moving forward toward Him. Put some legs to your prayers, put some obedience to the Scripture, and let God work in your life. Psalm 24, beginning with verse 1, is our precious promise. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For He hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Praise the Lord. Well, I own a little bit of property, and the deed is made to Sister Linda and me. But according to what He says in this scripture, we really do not own it. We may have the title deed, but according to the scripture, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So it may have my name on the deed. It may have Sister Linda's name on the deed, but it actually belongs to the Lord. The world, the flesh, amen, this is the Lord's. Shall we pray? Father, we thank You today that the earth is the Lord's. We're so glad, Lord, that we can live in an area or on some property that You own and belongs to You. Father, we're thankful, Lord, that we can draw nigh to You as You draw nigh to us. We're thankful, Lord, that we can pray, draw me nearer, nearer to Thy precious bleeding side. And I pray today, Lord, that this broadcast ministry would touch some heart. And Lord, I just pray that it would help someone to be strengthened. It would help someone's joy to be filled. Lord, it would help someone's walk to advance. Lord, it would help someone to move forward in Jesus' name. It would help someone to be encouraged. Most of all, Lord, we pray that You use it as a means of speaking to some heart, and today can be the day that someone is saved. Father, just use this service for the glory of God to the best, Lord, that You see fit. Anyway, Lord, You see fit. We commit it into Your hands. We ask You to take the leadership, Lord. Father, we just want to do Your will. Have Your way, Lord, in the rest of this service, and we'll give You praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to Thy precious bleeding side. Hallelujah. Well, continue to make that a matter of prayer and continue to act on that. Not only, as I said, do we pray that, but we are to act upon it, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. I'll give you some contact information at the end. Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey. There's nothing in the world that'll ever take the place of God's love. Silver and gold could never buy his love from above. When my soul needs healing and I begin to feel in his power, I can say thank the Lord, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and he tries to turn me around, he's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I'd want and worldly fame. If I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I started out traveling for the Lord many years ago. I've had a lot of heartache, had a lot of grief and woe. Oh, but when I would stumble, then I would humble down. And there I would say I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and he tries to turn me around, he's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I'd want and worldly fame. If I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Sing it with us now. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and he tries to turn me around. Hallelujah. He's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I'd want and worldly fame. If I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Well, let's keep traveling on that journey. We've come this far by faith, and we've come too far to turn back now. Matthew chapter 7, judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye? Behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Well, I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. Join us for the next broadcast. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. Website www.pentecostalradio.org. You hear the broadcast anytime there, and you can contribute with your debit or credit card. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and he tries to turn me around,
He's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I'd want and worldly fame.